کیے جا
سوال کیے جا.
I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Care. Don't forget to like us on Facebook if you want to show your support to the show. Before we begin, a note about our sponsors without whom we wouldn't be able to give out our prizes. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA, a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area having 3 offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership, tax preparation and individual tax preparation. I know tax season is coming up and in fact pretty close, April 15th or something, right? So if you haven't already thought about your taxes, please do contact Sanjeev Gupta CPA at 510-825-7563. That's 510-825-7563 or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's sanjeevcpa.com. If you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount on your fees right away. The Safari Quiz Show is also sponsored by Anil Ratnani of New York Life. If you're a parent like me, planning for your child's higher education must be a big priority. He can provide you with creative ideas and strategies to use financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Call Anil at 408-634-5020. That's 408-634-5020 to learn more or visit anilratnani.com, anilratnani.com. and get informed about the various options open to you. All right, it's time to meet our contestants today. We have 3 fifth graders from the same school, so there's a big element of competition going on here. I can already see we did a lot of practice rounds before the show began and the competition was fierce. But without any further ado, let's go and meet them. Our first contestant is Adarsh. Welcome to the show, Adarsh.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a fifth grader who goes to Warwick Elementary. I'm in Miss Ho's class. And
what do you do for fun?
For fun, I guess I just do stuff.
Do you take any? Do you participate in any sports? Play chess? Like read? Like to?
I play badminton.
Oh, nice.
And I like to read.
You do like to read? What do you read? What are you reading right now?
I'm reading this book called Aragorn, and I'm also reading How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, nice. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie, and I'm reading the book right now.
Okay, cool. So, Adarsh, welcome to the show. He's a first-timer to the show, so we did a lot of practice, but I think he's going to do well. Next contestant is Anush. Welcome to the show, Anush.
Thank you.
Anush is an old-timer with the show. It's been a pleasure to have him on the show. So, Anush, we know you're also in Warwick in Adarsh's class.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a competition between you at school as well?
No.
No? Just fun?
Yeah.
So, Anush, tell me what you're planning for the summer.
I don't really know.
You don't really know? It's a big mystery. Really. What are you planning for spring break? Summer is a long time away.
I don't know.
No idea? Just going to have fun?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Anush, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here again. And our next contestant is also an old-timer. This is Sahil. Welcome to the show, Sahil.
Thank you. Hi.
So, Sahil is recovering from a broken ankle. And he's really happy now that the cast is off and he can get back to soccer. So, what's your soccer team? Tell me.
Barcelona.
Your favorite soccer team is Barcelona, but which team do you play for here?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Marazzi.
Marazzi. That's the name of your team?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Fremont, Union City, Hayward?
Fremont.
Is it Fremont team?
Mm-hmm.
Marazzi. How do you spell that?
M-R-I-I-T-Z. I don't know.
Marazzi. What does it have a meaning?
I think it's Italian for let's play hard.
Oh, sure. Marazzi. I think I should adopt that. That sounds like a really good name to me. So what position do you play?
Forward.
Ooh, striker, huh? Nice. So do you score? Obviously, you score a lot of goals.
Not that much.
Not that much?
I get tired.
You get tired? Is your team missing you now that you've been out of practice?
Yeah, I just have 1 more week, then I'll be back to games.
Cool. All right, Sahil, welcome back to the show again. So today's categories, we have 3 categories as usual. And for our listeners, we have 3 listener questions. For those listener questions, the number to call in, I'll give it to you now and I'll keep repeating it. So don't worry if you missed it. 510-770-1550 as usual. 510-770-1550. And our categories today are common phrases where I will say the phrase and then the kids will have to fill in the blanks. Seasons, that is summer, spring, fall and winter. And natural disasters. I think something tells me that the kids are going to do really well. So let's start with our first category, which is common phrases, and they have to fill in the blanks. For the benefit of our new contestant, we give 10 points to the correct answer on the first try. That means if you buzz in first and you get it right, you get 10 points. When the question passes and you get it right, you get 5 points. All wrong answers get minus 5. And passed questions can be passed again. You can say pass and choose not to answer. There is no penalty for passing. Right? Got it, Adarsh?
Yep.
All right. First question. In our category, common phrases. When you don't understand something, you'll say, it's all dash to me. It's all dash to me, and that word is a language.
It's all Greek to me?
It's all Greek to me. Very good. 10 points to Adarsh. Question number 2. When you ruin somebody's mood, you are bursting their...
Bubble.
10 points. Question number 3. And Anush, Sahil, you need to be faster with those buzzer fingers. When you're optimistic, you say every cloud has...
No, I have no idea.
Okay, that was Anush, and he will get his 5 seconds to think, and then the question will pass to Sahil.
Pass.
He gets minus 5. And question now passes to Adarsh.
Silver lining?
A silver lining. Very good. 5 points to Adarsh, minus 5 to Anush. Question number 4. When you're feeling in good shape, you are fit as a...
Fiddle.
So a fiddle is, of course, a musical instrument, and the reason you say you're as fit as a fiddle is because the fiddle has to be in good shape to give out a good sound. All right. Question number 5. Is this going to be a runaway?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You have to give him a little more competition. Okay. Question number 5. When something is not right, you smell this animal.
Sorry, I don't know.
You have 5 seconds, and you can guess.
I don't know.
Okay, here's a little strategy tip for you. If you've already buzzed in, you are going to get the minus 5 even if you say you don't know. So you might as well guess.
Yeah.
Right? There's no extra negative questions. So when something is not feeling right, you say, I smell, and the question passes to Anush.
No, I don't know.
No idea. Pass.
Pass.
A rat. I smell a rat.
Oh, okay.
I smell a rat. Question number 6. This has a couple of correct answers, and I'll take both answers, whichever answer you get. If you think something is not very difficult, you say, it's not.
It's not. It's easy as pie?
I said it's not, so you have to finish it. So
okay.
Minus 5 for Adarsh.
Okay.
It's not. It's like, you know, if somebody says, oh, I did this, and you say, it's not. Okay. What? It's not.
Hard?
Yes, but what do you what phrase do you use for that? You can say pass.
Pass.
It's not? Sahil, you have a guess?
Pass.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
Oh! Okay.
It's not rocket science, but it's not brain surgery. I'd have accepted either one. Okay, question number 7. A surprise is supposed to knock this part of your clothing off.
Socks.
Very good. 10 points.
Yay!
To Anush. He opens his account. Oh, actually, does he owe me minus 5? Yes, so he gets only 5 points.
No!
Okay, question number 8. When something is not to your liking, you say, it's not my cup of...
Tea?
10 points. Very good.
Oh, no.
Woo! Anush is catching up. Question number 9. When it's raining heavily, you say it's raining...
Cats and dogs.
Very good.
Uh-oh, I have to...
I think it's getting to be a competition now.
Competitive.
Question number 10. When you give up, you throw in this item.
The towel.
10 points. Very good. That was Adarsh again. So this is a game now. And we've come to the end of our first category, which was common phrases. So it's now time for the listener questions, boys. You are not answering this because this question is exclusively for our listeners. 510-770-1550. And the question in the category common phrases is, when you're not feeling well, you are under this. When you're not feeling well, you are under this. Let's go to our first question. Today, Joel is helping us out in the studio. Hi, you're in the air. Hello. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Shruti, and I think the answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tanishi, and the answer is weather.
What is your name again?
Praniti.
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 Praniti. Thank you, Praniti. And welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharadia, and the answer is under the weather.
And let me have your name again.
Sharanya.
Shragvi? Sharanya.
Sharanya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, welcome to the show. Thank you, Sharanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and the answer is weather.
I want your name again.
Koina.
My goodness, I'm having such lovely names today. Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is under the weather.
Thank you, Lippy. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishan, and the answer is under the weather.
Ishan, thank you, Ishan. Ishan was our last caller. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back from the break, we are going to see who won the first listener question as well as the scores in the studio. I think it's turning out to be a really interesting game. Boys, give me my cheer. Jieja,
Sabal, Jieja.
Quiz Show. Jeeja.
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already finished one category, that's common phrases. And I'm here with Adarsh, Anush and Sahil, who are all not only fifth graders, but also fifth graders in the same school. So they're all friends and very strong competitors. But before we go and see how many points each of them has scored, we're going to first see who was the winner of our first listener question. The question was, in the phrases category, when you're not feeling well, you are under this. And of course, everybody got it right. You are under the weather. And Sahil has picked the winner and he's going to announce it.
Vibha.
The winner of the first listener question is Vibha. Congratulations, Vibha. Well done. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's not kid, it's quiz. And safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to reach us for everything, whether you want to participate on the show, want to give feedback on the show, or want to write into for if you've got the answer correct, like Vibha has in this case. So Vibha, do write to us. Don't forget to mention the question and answer as well as the contact information so Miss Anu can get in touch with you. All right, so let's see how the kids in the studio did on our category, Common Phrases. Let me have Adarsh. How many points do you have?
I have 35 points.
35. Anush?
25.
Louder a little.
25.
And Sahil?
0.
Sahil has 0, but we have 20 more questions, so this is still anybody's game at this point. There was a moment when I felt Adarsh were going to run away with it, but actually it's a pretty even competition at this point. So we come to our next category, which is seasons. Spring, summer, fall, winter. And let's start. Are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzer is working.
Okay.
Yep, all the buzzers are working and we're ready for our first question. What causes seasons on Earth?
The moving of Earth. The rotating of Earth.
That is not correct. -5 for Anush. What about you, Sahil?
The orbit around the sun.
That is not correct either, so Sahil owes me -5 as well. Actually, it's not the orbit around the sun. It is a very interesting little detail. Adarsh, you want to take a stab at it?
Oh, I know now.
Okay, if he doesn't know, then I'll have you answer, though I can't give you points.
Pass.
The uneven heating of Earth?
But how? Because of
the sun's...
Because of...
The sun...
You're close, but no cigar. It's caused by the tilting of the Earth's axis.
Oh, okay.
If the Earth wasn't tilted, you wouldn't have seasons. Isn't that very interesting? It's something I learned when I was researching this. All right, question number 2. What are the 2 days of the year where the day and night are equal known as?
The summer equinox and the winter equinox?
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Anush.
Pass.
Winter solstice?
Nope. The answer that I was minus 10 now. So the answer I was looking for was equinoxes, but the equinoxes happen in spring and fall. Okay, question number 3. You'll know what the summer thing is called. What's special about the summer solstice?
It's the longest day in the year.
It's the longest day in the year. Very good. 10 points.
Okay.
The solstice. So it's summer solstice, winter solstice, spring equinox, and autumn equinox. Okay?
Okay.
Question number 4. What is the spring equinox also known as? It's a tough question. And I see no...
Vernal equinox.
Awesome. 10 points to Adarsh. Very good. I did not think you'd get that.
It wasn't the agenda.
Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Vernal equinox is what it's called. Vernal is just another word for spring. Question number 5. Which season do we have Groundhog Day in?
Fall?
No. Minus 5.
Spring.
Spring? No. Minus 15.
Autumn? Winter.
Winter.
What?
5 points. It's in February 2nd. That's still winter.
Oh, come on.
All right. Question number 6. In November, what do you do to your clocks to end daylight savings time?
Switch the time 1 hour back?
Back. That's right. Very good. 10 points to Anush. You fall back and you spring forward. That's how you remember what you do in November and March. Question number 7. Which orange fruit is traditionally associated with autumn in the U.S.?
Orange.
Fruit in autumn.
Orange.
Oh, no, not orange. Oh. Minus 5.
Pass.
Adarsh now.
Oh, wait, what was the question again?
Which orange fruit is associated with autumn in the U.S.? In fall. What fruit do we associate with fall? It's orange.
Pumpkin.
5 points. Very good.
Oh, I was not going to say that.
Oh, you're not going to say that?
Nope.
What other orange fruit were you thinking of, Anush?
Apricot.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Yeah, it's not. It's inside. It's orange inside, I guess. Okay. Question number 8. This one is surprising to me, but let's see if you can get it. Which day is the official end of autumn? Oh, I'm sorry. You can buzz in now if you think you know it. Which day is the official end of autumn? I'll give you some time to think about it because this is not an easy question.
New Year's? No.
Buzz in if you know the answer. Think about it. Which day is the official end of autumn? Okay, I'll give you an additional clue. The official beginning of autumn is the autumn equinox. So what is the official end of autumn?
Winter solstice?
Awesome! Now that's called an educated guess. 10 points. Very good. The winter solstice. So, we think December is already winter, but formally, this winter doesn't start till December 21st, which is the winter solstice. Okay, question number 9. How many times a year does the sun rise in the Arctic?
Twice.
Actually, just once. It rises once and sets. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have passed that question. Did anybody actually know that? Yeah. You did?
It rises in the summer for the whole day, and then it ends in the winter for partial of the day.
Did you know it too?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because it was my mistake, both these guys get 5 points.
Yay!
Now
you have minus 10 still, Sahil, and he gets 5. Okay. That was my mistake. I announced it just once. It rises once and sets once.
It rises in the summer, and most days in the winter are really dark.
Yeah. Okay, question number 10. Think carefully. In Australia, which season begins in March?
Winter.
That is not correct.
Okay.
Minus 5. Passes to Anush. No, minus 5 for you too. That only leaves two seasons for Sahil too. Which season begins in March?
Summer.
Minus 5 for you too.
Fall.
It's fall. It's the opposite of whatever happens in the northern hemisphere.
Okay.
It's fall. Oh my God, this one totally knocked everybody clean out. Okay, so let's go to our listener question. Are we done with our 10 questions in the season category? This question is only for our listeners, boys, so please don't blurt it out. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's our question in the seasons category. If you were riding a toboggan, which season would you be in? If you were riding a toboggan, which season would you be in? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Sabina, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay.
Hi, Akshay. What's your answer?
My answer is winter.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is winter.
Isha. Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti, and I think the answer is winter.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
But I think the answer is winter.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Praniti, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Praniti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Stuti, and last caller for our second question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is winter.
Thank you, Gaurav. Gaurav was the last caller for our second listener question. I know there are still some people lighting up our lines. We still have one question left at the end of the third round, so don't worry. You can always get a chance to answer it at that time. I quickly want to mention that some of these names who are calling in are very familiar to me because they came into our show and participated, and it was wonderful to see them. I also noticed that today we have a lot of new names, which is wonderful because it means we have new listeners. So I hope you're enjoying the show. And if you really liking the show, think about coming and participating on the show. And we'll make sure that we put you in with the same grade as you are, with kids in the same grade that you are, so that it's a fair contest. And questions also are very much tailored to the grade that the kids are in. So if you want to participate on the show, if you think it's fun, you definitely get better prizes for being on the show. And of course, it's a lot of fun, as all our contestants will tell you. Just write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll see who the winner of our second listener question was, as well as how the kids in the studio are doing. Jeja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja.
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're two-thirds of the way into the program. We've already done two categories. We're getting ready for the third. But before we do that, we have to see who was the winner of our second listener question. The question was, if you were riding a toboggan, what season would you be in? And that answer was indeed winter. And the correct response from all our correct answers, Anush has picked the winner this time. Anush, who's the winner?
The winner of the second listener question is Madhav.
Madhav, all right. Yay, Madhav is one
birthday.
Of our. Madhav is one of our. Okay, thank you, Sahil. And Madhav is one of our very regular listeners and regular callers, and he does tend to win a lot. He's becoming the next Ignore, because there was because of the time Ignore used to win a lot, right? Ignore, I know you're listening. So Madhav, you know what to do. Write the question answer, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and make sure that you mention a contact information as well. So our second category was seasons, and I think the kids did struggle a little bit. So let's see what scores they've got. Adarsh, what's your score?
I have got 60 points.
60 points. Anush, what about you?
20.
And Sahil?
Negative 10.
Sahil has got negative 10. But you know what? It just means that you guessed a lot, and that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. A lot of negative points means you had a lot of guts to go and guess. So, kudos. Well done.
What?
Good job.
Okay.
Good job. There you go. Kudos. Yes, I have to do a category called good job in different languages. That would be interesting. So let's get down to our final category today, which is natural disasters. I think this one will be a little bit easier. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Adarsh, Anush, and Sahil. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working, and we're getting ready to begin our third and final category of the day, natural disasters. First question. Yesterday, this natural disaster, though a small one, happened in the Los Angeles area.
It's earthquake.
Earthquake. Very good. 10 points to Adarsh. Question number two. This natural disaster was responsible for the damage to the Fukushima nuclear plant.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, 10 points again. Sahil, you just have to buzz faster and maybe not wait for me to finish the question. Question number 3. Many of the world's earthquakes occur in this region of the Pacific Ocean.
No.
Minus 5. Question passes to Sahil. What is the name given to this region?
Earthquake continent.
Minus 5. Can always say pass. Minus. He's now at minus 15. Okay, question passes to Adarsh.
San Andreas Fault.
No, that is not correct.
Oh, okay.
This region of the Pacific Ocean, the answer is Ring of Fire.
Oh!
Ring of Fire. Yes, now everybody remembers. Okay, that is your mic, Anush, so don't touch it.
Okay.
Many of the world's earthquakes occur in this region known as the Ring of Fire. Okay, question number 4. Everybody will know this, so fastest on the buzzer will get it. What was the city of Pompeii destroyed by?
Volcano.
Volcano, very good. Question number 5. Under what circumstance should you stop, drop and roll?
Fire.
Fire, if you're on fire, very good. Stop, drop and roll. If you're on fire, if some part of your clothing catches fire, stop, drop and roll. Question number 6. What scale is used to measure the magnitude of an earthquake? Minus 5 for Anush. Question passes to Sahil.
Pass.
It's either the Richter scale, which is the old one, or the moment magnitude scale. When you hear an earthquake is 4.1, it is 4.1 what? It's 4.1 on the Richter scale. It's not 4.1 kilometers or 4.1 pounds. Yeah, it's 4.1 on the Richter scale. Question number 7. A storm with wind speeds of 75 miles per hour or more.
Hurricane.
Very good. 10 points to Anush. A storm with wind speeds of 75 miles per hour or more is called a hurricane. Question number 8. What is the name given to tropical cyclones that happen... That happen in the western part of the northern Pacific Ocean, like Japan. What is the name given to tropical cyclones that happen in the western... This is a question, actually, if you know the answer, you can buzz. Don't have to wait for it to pass, because I only mentioned
typhoons.
Half of it. Typhoons. Very good. 10 points. Question number 9. You know, it comes from the word, Japanese word, typhoon. Typhoons. Question number 9. The point where an earthquake originates is called?
The epicenter.
Epicenter. Adarsh. Very good. Question number 10. Last question. Heavy flooding that happens very fast.
Flash flood.
Very good. 10 points. And that was our last question. We really zipped through those. So it's time for our listener question now. Our last listener question of the day. 510-770-1550. And kids, you know the answer, so zip it. This long fault runs 810 miles up and down the California coast. Yes, let's take our first call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore. I think the answer is the San Andreas fault.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is the San Andreas fault.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arshita, and the answer is San Andreas fault.
What's your name again? Arshit? Archit?
Arshita.
Oh, another new listener. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi. What was the question again?
What is the name of the fault that runs 810 miles up and down the Californian coast? Okay, let's go to our next caller. You can call us back. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
This is Anish.
Yes, Anish. And what's your answer?
San Andreas fault.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ragini. And my answer is San Andreas fault.
Thank you, Ragini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name
Pooja, and I think the answer is the San Andreas Fault.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna, and I think the answer is the San Andreas Fault.
Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I am Rick, and I think the answer is the San Andreas Fault.
What's your name again?
Ritvik.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is San Andreas Fault.
Thank you, Lippy, and we have the next one. Next caller is our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Turn the radio down behind you and tell me. Yes. Hello?
My name is Term 3, and I think the answer is San Andreas Fault.
Tell me your name again.
Dharampreet.
Did I get that right?
Karanpreet.
With a T. Taranpreet? T as in Tom?
Yes.
Taranpreet. Wow, nice name and welcome to the show. It's so nice to hear a new voice. Taranpreet was our last caller for question number 3, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who the winner in the studio was as well as who the winner of the last listener question was. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've reached the end of our episode for today, so it's just a matter of figuring out who the winners are. The third listener question was, this long fault runs 810 miles up and down the Californian coast. The answer was the San Andreas Fault, and everybody got it right. So from all the correct answers, this time Adarsh has picked the winner. So Adarsh, who's the winner?
Hi, the winner of the third listener question is Pooja.
Pooja! Woohoo!
Happy birthday!
Pooja, you know what to do. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention the question and the answer as well, and give us your contact information. Actually, we have Pooja's contact information because she's a previous participant on the show and a really fun participant as well. So, Pooja, if you want to come back, let Ms. Anu know, and we'll get you back on the show. It's always fun to have you. All right. So, with that, we come to the end of the show, and we have to see now who the winner in the studio was. Adarsh, how many points do you have? Adarsh is double-checking because he did count during the break.
115 points.
115. Woohoo!
Happy birthday.
Anush, how many points do you have?
25.
And Sahil did not escape from his negative grading. Wonderful, wonderful. Good job. I think that's probably he holds the record for the lowest score on the Safari Quiz Show. It's a record, right?
It's a record. Though.
Absolutely. And he did that because he guessed. And I always encourage people to guess on the show because, you know what? It's a quiz. You have to have fun with it and not take it not take it seriously. So congratulations to everybody who appeared on the show. And of course, big congrats to Adarsh. We'll hope to see some of them back on the show sometime in the future. And that's it for our show today. It was produced by Joel and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.